Bonsoir à tous, this is London Calling and welcome to the Sounds of London. And battle come down, London calling to the underworld. Come out of the cupboard, you boys and girls. London calling, now don't look to us. Phony Beatlemania has bitten the dust. London calling, see we ain't got no swing. Except for the rain and the crunch of things. The ice is coming, the sun's zooming in. Meltdown expected, the wheat is within. Engines stop running, but I have no fear. Cause London is drowning, I live by the river. Good evening, everyone. Tonight, Robin Barnes is back in the studio, back in the hot chair.
In the hot chair, it's real hot. Yeah,
and you've got a new theme for us tonight, is that correct?
Yeah, I have. Hi, everybody. Bonsoir. I've called this show Drive Time, and the theme is going to be all about cars and driving. Mm. Not particularly driving music, though quite a lot of these songs are good to drive to. Yeah. Rather, the songs are about cars and driving. To kick us off, an old favourite, Motorway from Tom Robinson Band.
Get your air guitars out for that one. That's a great start. Thank you.
1977. That was their first single, from memory. And we're trying to think of the guitarist, Danny somebody.
Not coming to me at the moment.
He was real good. A real good nifty
guitarist.
Party
song, eh?
Yeah.
Great party song.
Yes, I hope people enjoy that. Right. Coming up next, Paul McCartney and Wings. And This is, I think this must have been around 1973, sort of Band on the Run time. And this song is actually about Paul and Linda's Land Rover, which they used to call
Hell
on Wheels. So, and this is Hell in Wheels.
Hell on Wheels.
Hell on Wheels, yeah.
What a good good play on words.
Yeah, catchy, yeah. We were just talking about it. Yeah, I think it got into the top ten at some point.
He's such a brilliant songwriter. So catchy, everything he does.
Just, you know, I mean, genius, total genius, you know. And Lennon, just saying Lennon's my favourite, but, you know, McCartney. And still going strong, still going strong.
So,
which leads us on to the next track.
Okay.
Which, strangely enough, is a Beatles song.
Ah,
guess what it is, guys? Yeah, Drive My Car.
Asked a girl what she wanted to be. She said, baby, can't you see? I want to be famous, a star on the screen. But you can do something. I told her
nice one. There's a Robin's in the studio here trying to do some back over, some voiceovers and singing.
Got the giggles already.
The harmonies.
Yeah, nearly caught me out there. Yeah, right, great song. 2.5 minutes, first track on Rubber Soul.
Great,
so that's
great
about
bass
1966,
guitar,
I'd say. Yeah, they came out late 65. Right. Brilliant album. And, okay, next up.
Bit of blues,
isn't it? Maybe the ultimate truck driver song. Now, this originally was written in 1963, been covered by many, many people. But I've chosen this particular version by Taj Mahal. And this is 6 Days on the Road.
Sweet Georgia overdrive. I'm taking little white pills and my eyes are open wide. I just passed a Jimmy and Y. I've been passing everything inside. 6 days upon the road and I got to see my baby tonight. It seems like a month since I kissed my baby bye-bye. Where I ship my gear. 6 days upon the road and I got to see my baby tonight.
This one, yeah. That horrible feeling I left the mics on. Whilst we were talking. I don't, we'll see later. I didn't say anything too badly. Okay, right. Straight face.
What are we doing now?
Come on, keep a straight face.
Okay, next up. I'm going to slow it down now.
Yep.
With very sad song. Brilliant song by The Cars, which everybody will know, 1985, Live Aid, and it was used, really, kind of everybody came to know it. There's a background music to all the news clips and montage of the terrible famine in Ethiopia and other parts. Mm-hmm. So, let's hear it. This is Drive.
Who's gonna tell you when? It's too late. Who's gonna tell you things aren't so great? You can't go on.
Of that Ethiopian thing,
wasn't yeah, it? I think you know anybody who knows that will automatically see those images, and yeah, very sad but wonderful song by them. Okay, and liven it up a bit, going back to a song that was actually written in 1946 and has been again like 6 days on the road, covered by many, many people. The one that sticks out for me, I always remember, is the Stones, but I'm going to play a version by Dr. Feelgood, and it's a live version of Route 66.
Out of the way you see, Amarillo, gallop, mama.
Hey. Doesn't that make you feel good?
Certainly does. Yeah, Wilco Johnson on guitar there, one of the great pub bands.
Essex what, Boys.
Yeah, what, mid to late 70s. I mean, they went on for years. Then the lead singer, Lee Brio, he died 10 years ago or something, cancer. And sadly, Wilco has got terminal cancer.
I saw him on Breakfast TV a couple of days ago.
And he's touring. He's probably going to be dead in like
a farewell tour.
4 months or something.
Yeah, it's remarkable because he was on the telly being interviewed and came to the studio, and he said the day he found out, he said it was like
he felt alive.
He felt alive. Yeah, everything. Yeah,
it's taken that to kind of make him appreciate life.
Yeah, he'd see a dustbin and he was completely elated. You know, it's because he knew he only had so long.
Mm.
He was just enjoying every second he could.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I read that.
Inspirational,
yeah.
Wasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, it is. I don't think I could go and see him, actually.
That's going to be quite sad, isn't it?
Yes.
Sad for everybody.
Definitely.
And his band. And
But there you go.
There we are. Anyway, brilliant band.
Yeah. Okay. Right, moving on to 80s. Synthesizers. Oh, yeah. And, of course, I'm talking about Mr. Gary Numan. I think this was about 82, Ian. Not sure.
Mm.
Something like that.
Yeah, not sure.
Anyway, a great song, and it's going to get stuck in my head all
yes.
tomorrow and the next week, and this is Cars.
Safest of all, I can lock on my door.
it. He was stuck in a traffic jam in London, and years and years ago, and the guy in front of him, road rage, and something ensued between them. And Gary Numan ended up sort of putting his car on the pavement and running off.
Yeah.
And anyway, that's when he wrote Cars after that incident.
It's funny because he's so associated with synthesizers, I think, but he actually plays the guitar.
Yeah.
Moving
on. Okay. Moving on. Going back to the great Tom Robinson Band.
TRB.
Off their first album, Power in the Darkness. I played something off it a while back. And this is called Grey Cortina.
Wish I had a grey cortina with my share of your racing through. Cortina owner, no one meaner. Wish that I could be like him. Twin exhaust and rusty bumper, chewing gum, a traffic light. Stop at red but leave on amber. Grey cortina, out of sight. Wish I had a grey cortina with my share. Ticket never seemed to show its age. Speed police too slow to nick it. Grey Cortina got it made. Wish I had a grey cortina with flash aerial resin trim. Cortina owner, no one meaner. Wish that I could be like him. Wish I had a grey cortina with flash aerial resin trim. Cortina owner, no one meaner. Wish that I could be like him.
Tom Robinson.
Yeah.
Grey Cortina.
Grey Cortina. Great song.
Personally, I was a Capri man.
Capri. Oh, I like Capris.
Do you remember the Capri? Yeah.
Of course. Yeah, like long...
2 litre S I had.
Bloody poser. What colour? Don't tell me red.
No, it wasn't. It was...
Black. No. Black is acceptable.
No, unfortunately, it was gold.
Oh.
But it was all right.
That's even worse than far engine red.
It's a pretty naff colour, isn't it?
Cortina, but a bloody good car, the Cortina.
Yeah, it went like
crazy. Yeah.
Oh, what, the Cortina, yeah.
The rep's car, every rep, sales rep had one.
Can't imagine a grey one.
No. There you go.
Not good for your street cred. Anyway. And moving on to something that is good for your street cred.
Well, no... Yes, I wouldn't buy one if I had the money, actually. I'd buy a Jaguar.
Yeah,
from one make of car to another, to Mercedes-Benz, and, of course, by the late, great Janis Joplin. And, it's only about, 2 and a bit minutes, but great sort of a cappella song, so let's hear it.
What'd I say?
That's another song.
No, it's this song.
Oh, why did you do it?
Are you ready? Is the tape moving? I could do this one in one take. Don't count on me.
What?
Well, I'll do the best I can. I like to do a song of great social and political import. It goes like this. Oh, Lord, won't you buy me a Mercedes-Benz? My friends all drive Porsches. I must make amends. Worked hard all my lifetime, no help from my friends. So, oh Lord, won't you buy me a Mercedes-Benz? Oh Lord, won't you buy me a color TV. Dialing for dollars is trying to find me. I wait for delivery each day until 3. So, oh Lord, won't you buy me a color TV? Oh Lord, won't you buy me a night on the town? I'm counting on you, Lord. Please don't let me down. Prove that you love me and buy the next round. Oh Lord, won't you buy me a night on the town? Everybody, oh Lord, won't you buy me a Mercedes Benz? My friends all drive Porsches. I must make amends. Worked hard all my lifetime, no help from my friends. So, oh Lord, won't you buy me a Mercedes Benz?
Mercedes Benz. Janis Joplin, of course.
Janis Joplin. She said she'd do it in one take, and
she did. Yeah.
And that was the last thing she ever recorded. And she was dead 3 days later.
Gosh.
Yeah. October 1970.
Drugs, wasn't it?
Yeah. Heroin. Yeah. Overdose. Yeah. And then kind of Jim Morrison gone already that year. And then, of course, Jimmy the next month, November, Jimi Hendrix.
Yeah.
It was a terrible, terrible year, that, for for deaths in the music business. Okay.
Okay.
Liven it up now with a guy, one of the, I think, the sort of forgotten great British guitarists, Chris Spedding. Probably a lot of people.
Sorry about that.
Can't remember him. Anyway, this is a song which takes me back to Leeds, 1975. It was always on the pub jukebox there. And this is Motorbikin'.
Motorcycling, moving on the Queen's Highway, looking like a streak of lightning. If you gotta go, go, gotta go, motorbike riding. Listen to me and I'll tell you no lie. Too fast to live, too young to die. I bought a new machine today and say, take your breath away, motorbiking. I'm motorbiking. Motorbiking. Motorcycling. Moving on the Queen's Highway, looking like a streak of lightning. Baby, won't you come with me? I'm thinking where you wanna be. She's a riding up back. Are we doing about 95? Whoa, so good to be alive. Motorbiking. 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 Motorcycling. Moving on the Queen's Highway, looking like a streak of lightning. If you gotta go, go.
It was Spedding from 1975, I think, something like that.
75.
Most
yeah, I'd go 75, yeah.
Yeah.
75, 76, anyway. Yeah, it was, as I said, it was always on the jukebox.
Is that his only hit, I think?
Anyone I can think of. I think, strange, Silver Bullet, which on the jukebox, that was down as the B-side, which was also a great song, but I think that was a hit as well. Mm. Silver Bullet. I don't know. I have to check the CD, which is best of. Okay.
What's next?
Right, onto a band who definitely in my top 10 favourite bands ever, Prefab Sprout. They seem to have vanished now.
Yeah, they haven't they?
Yeah, I've got all this stuff, I think. And this is a track off their fourth album, which was called From Langley Park to Memphis, which came out in 1988. And this is called Cars and Girls.
Prefab Sprout.
Get it right, yeah. Get it right.
Some things hurt more, much more than Cars and Girls.
Than Cars and Girls, yeah. The great Paddy McAloon, what a brilliant songwriter and singer.
We can't work out where Langley Park is, can we?
Yeah.
From Langley Park to Memphis.
Answers on a postcard, Langley Park to Memphis, the album. Yeah, that song, I mean, it's not actually about cars, but it is indirectly. But it was basically Paddy McAloon's... he was having a go at Bruce Springsteen and his apparent sort of narrow-minded view of the world at the time, sort of late 80s, because all Brucey was writing about at the time was Cars and Girls.
Oh, I see.
So McAloon was like, yeah, some things are much more than Cars and Girls.
Talking of which?
Which leads us on to the next one. Nice. By Bruce Springsteen.
Nicely linked.
And I think this was about 84, something like that. The track I was thinking of, Ian, actually was Cadillac Ranch, which was on the river. But, this is a real good song, and this is Pink Cadillac.
Well, now you may find a hole in for the foolish things I do.
Jerry Lee Lewis version with Springsteen.
It's a bit, Natalie Cole.
There's another one. Yeah.
I think she had a big hit with it.
That's a good rocker, though.
Yeah, just a bit boring. But anyway, some people like it, hopefully. Okay, now to something I do like. Yeah. And my daughter, Sally, is so sick of this song. Whenever it was played when she was at E&E, at a disco, I was like, "Hey, Sally!" And of course, it's a Mustang Sally by Wilson Pickett.
Mustang Sally. Guess you better slow your.
Mustang Sally from...
From 1966.
Oh, right. After yeah. 65, I was going to say, nearly 50 years old.
Yeah. Getting on for that, but still great.
Yeah, I love the... do you like the Commitments version as well? That was remarkable.
Don't think I've ever heard... Oh, yes, I have. Yes, of course. Yeah, off the film. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Alan Parker, from memory. Yeah, director. Mm-hmm. Commitments.
I can't remember. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, running out of time, Robin.
Yep. I just show you something.
Thank you for your Top Gear selection.
You're most welcome, and I hope everybody enjoyed it. And I'm going to close with a real good. This is a great truck driving song by the great George Thorogood and his
and
destroyers.
The Destroyers. Yes, yes,
his Delaware Destroyers, baby. This is from 1985, and this is Gear Jammer.
Thanks for coming in, and thanks to
You're
everyone
welcome.
For listening.
Yeah, thank you. Merci beaucoup.
À la prochaine.
À plus.
Running my rig around 95. see my baby soon, you know I just can't wait. Yeah, the police catch me, I'll end up in the slammer. Cause the law don't want no gear jammer.